Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. In the summer of 1984, when I was at my last year of graduate school at Princeton, I had something very exciting happen. I got my first personal desktop computer. It was the first one to come out, and I was very excited. And at that time, the only thing you could really do was write papers with these personal computers. But outside of writing papers, there wasn't much you could do with these personal computers. Times have changed, really changed. Over the years, Hollywood has taken some pretty good cracks at what's going to happen in the future with computers. The two biggest ones are The Matrix and Terminator. Well, Hollywood's done it again, and they've come out with the movie Transcendence. In this new Hollywood futuristic movie, the story is about a scientist, played by Johnny Depp, who gets downloaded into a computer, and he ends up trying to take over the world. Now, this is a movie, of course, but it's based upon a whole field of study that explores what's going to happen in the future. And this field of study is called singularity. That's singularity. Though the concept goes back to over 100 years, the mathematician John von Neumann was really the first person in 1958 to really develop the concept of a singularity. And I want to read the definition from Wikipedia of what a singularity is, because I think it's a good definition. The singularity is a hypothetical moment in time when artificial intelligence will have progressed to the point of a greater than human intelligence, radically changing civilization and perhaps human nature. And this is actually a very hot topic in the scientific world. Scientists get together, have conferences on the singularity to determine when and how it's going to happen. The how, of course, is very unclear, but even the when is discussed. And as of today, the median value at which scientists believe this is going to happen, in other words, if you poll a lot of scientists and say, when is this going to happen, the average scientist would say 2040, so about 25 years from now. Pretty soon. Now you may be wondering, what does happiness have to do with singularity or the movie Transcendence? And it's actually all about fear. Helping us with our fear, reducing our fear, and learning to live well in the present moment. Some of us may be very afraid of the singularity, and others of us may think it is so far off, Dr. Puff, I don't even care. But the truth is, that life is impermanent. Life changes, and life is really changing right now. In the past 25 years, since I got my first personal computer, to what will happen in the next 25 years, which we have no idea, but life is going to change. Life is going to change rapidly. How do we address that? How do we address the rapid changes that happen in our life? It's actually very simple. What we do is we prepare for the future, but life is changing very quickly, and if anything, it's just going to change more quickly. So no matter how much we prepare, we just can't anticipate all the changes that are coming. But what we can do is we can learn to live in the here and now, and learn to live well in the here and now, realizing that we don't have a lot of control over what's going to happen. And more importantly, we don't need to have control over what's going to happen in the future. All we need to do is live well today. And putting a lot of good living today well days together creates a beautiful life. And when the changes happen, we live well then too. When we try to grasp, when we try to control the future, we're going to suffer. But when we live well today, realizing that whatever happens, we have lived a good life, and we are living a good life because we're not attached to anything. We flow with life, and when it does change, if we can't keep up, that's okay. I mean, in reality, even if we don't live to the point of the singularity, what's going to happen is our bodies are going to get older. We're not going to keep up as well. We're going to slow down. And to do that well, we have to accept these changes and still love life well by living present and enjoying what we do have, not focus on what we don't do or can't do anymore. So the singularity can actually be a teacher for us. It can help remind us that no matter how hard we try, particularly if we're a young listener to this podcast, that life is going to change, and that's okay. No matter what happens, we can live well in any circumstances. Listen to the other podcasts and see how no matter what happens in our life, we can have a beautiful life today. We can't control what's going to happen in the future, but what we can do is live well today, live well in this moment. And when we string a lot of good living days together in a row, that creates a beautiful life. So one of the things that I actually like about the singularity is it helps me to remember to live well today and not try to control the future. I can save for the future. I can make plans for the future, but I really don't know what's going to happen. And that's okay. Because if I'm living well today, loving life well today, and have good tools in hand for when things do change, it doesn't matter what's going to happen. And it can even be exciting because change can bring about good things, not just bad things, but it's just change. And when we're not fearful, but we're fearless, it doesn't matter what happens. We just flow with life and have a beautiful adventure we call life. So as we think about the singularity, as we think about transcendence, let's learn to live well today because we really don't know how much longer we'll have in this world. And that's okay, because we never know. We don't know if today will be our last day. But what we may find, if we do think today might be our last day, and we live each day that way, we will live well. We'll live a good life, because we'll learn to love life well today, realizing it might be our last. And that's a good thing. So if we think about the singularity and we get afraid, we don't have to be. If we think about the future and we're fearful, we could actually be excited for it because change can be a beautiful thing. And having our life in order and living our life well, it won't make any difference because whatever happens, life can and will be beautiful. All we have to do is live well, each moment well. And that creates for a beautiful life, no matter what happens, no matter what happens. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, or until the singularity, accept what is, love what is.